The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Thursday, April 27, 2023. President Miguel Díaz-Canel has reportedly urged representatives of the country's investment sector to seek alliances with Latin American and Caribbean countries to create cooperative productions. During a meeting with executives from companies that develop investments, Díaz-Canel learned about their experiences and noted that the most important thing is to keep factories producing. Meanwhile, Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Economy and Planning Alejandro Gil called to increase investments and do it well, as the financing does not guarantee sustainability in time of their inputs and raw materials can ruin the agreement made. During the meeting, several state entrepreneurs shared the state of investments in their institutions, their strengths and weaknesses in this field. Mexico, Colombia, and Cuba formalized the Latin American and Caribbean Medicines Agency, AMLAC, with the signing of the Acapulco Declaration that includes details and commitments of the common initiative. In a ceremony chaired by the Secretary of Health of Mexico, Jorge Alcocer, and representatives of the regulatory bodies for health control and surveillance of the signatory countries, the official ceremony was held in Acapulco, Guerrero, which launches the new mechanism of regional cooperation to which 10 nations will join almost immediately. Dr. Alcocer presented the agency, its purposes and objectives, and described it as a milestone because the region it covers does not have an infrastructure for the production of vaccines and other drugs, nor does it have authorization for the emergency use of drugs. It also demonstrates that the idea of having a Latin American drug agency is not an unattainable dream because America is free to design its destiny to meet the needs of the people, he said. The signing of this declaration by Colombia, Cuba, and Mexico, which seeks conversations for the creation of the Latin American and Caribbean Medicines Agency, will bring us closer to health self-sufficiency and access to medical devices, he concluded. The Days of Dance in Cuba's program continues with attractive proposals that will show the magic of dancing and the roots of flamenco on stage. The National Council for the Performing Arts posted on Twitter that the Echoes Flamenco Company will present the show, Tablao, at the Adolfo Yaurado Hall in the Havana neighborhood of Vedado this Thursday. Directed by teacher and choreographer Ana Rosa Meneses, Tablao brings together other exponents of a Iberian dance, including Nova Danza Group and the A Compás Flamenco Project. Marking International Dance Day on April 29, several companies from the Cuban scene will seduce audiences with the most diverse forms of this universal artistic expression. Cuba is participating in the first regional preparatory meeting for the Moment of Balance of Food Systems to achieve the 2030 agenda, which began Wednesday at the FAO representation. The objective of the meeting is to follow up on the national commitments post-Food Systems Summit. Cuba takes part in this meeting with a delegation headed by Deborah Rivas, Vice Minister of Foreign Trade and Investment. Almost 2 years after the Food Systems Summit, FAO and the International Fund for Agricultural Development and the World Food Program reinforced their joint and coordinated work with other United Nations agencies to support countries and advance in favor of food security and nutrition of the peoples. The meeting takes place as part of the sixth meeting of the Forum of Latin American and Caribbean Countries on Sustainable Development. Rivas highlighted that the country promotes the implementation of a national plan for food sovereignty and nutrition education and recently approved the law on food sovereignty and food and nutrition security. capitular records of the Havana City Council and Cuban film posters aspire today to be declared a documentary heritage of humanity by the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, as published on Twitter by Jaime Esquivel, ambassador and permanent representative of Cuba before that body. The Executive Council of UNESCO must rule on this registration in the coming days. Regarding the chapter acts of the Havana City Council, the collection has 273 books from 1550 to 1898, the tweet specified. UNESCO facilitates the preservation of world's documentary heritage, including manuscripts, engravings, and rare books that make up the cultural heritage. It also guarantees its accessibility and seeks to make the general public aware of its relevance to safeguard it against decadence or indifference. And in the international agenda, we have that participants in the Forum of the Economic Commission for Latin America and the Caribbean, ECLAC, called to accelerate the incorrect course for achieving sustainable development goals. The Executive Secretary of ECLAC, José Manuel Salazar Sirinash, warned that 75% of the objectives set by the UN are at risk of not being met unless determined actions are taken to recover the correct path. He said that bold, innovative, inspiring, and especially transformative actions are required. Otherwise, there would be a new lost decade, he added. The UN Deputy General Secretary Amina Mohamed urged promoting cooperation and accelerating the course to meet the Sustainable Development Goals and stressed the importance of investing in sustainable development. Santiago Cafiero, Foreign Minister of Argentina, the country that holds the presidency of ECLAC until 2024, called for the design of a global plan to accelerate the implementation of the UN 2030 agenda. The Cuban Vice Minister of Foreign Trade and Foreign Investment, Deborah Rivas, warned that the most vulnerable countries, including the small island developing states in the Caribbean, deserve special and differential treatment in order to achieve the sustainable development goals, since their economies, dependent on the external sector, fully felt the effects of the COVID-19 pandemic on trade, tourism, and investment, the main sources of financing to implement the 2030 agenda. Meanwhile, the National Assembly of Venezuela continues with the discussion of the draft organic law on asset forfeiture, a proposal that seeks to strengthen the state in its fight against corruption. In statements to the television, the first vice president of the Parliamentary Comptroller's Permanent Commission, William Hill, announced the possibility that the initiative would be approved this Thursday after two previous discussions in the parliament chamber. Once the proposal is approved and becomes law, the Supreme Court of Justice will have 2 months to create specialized courts. The draft consists of 46 articles and 4 chapters and seeks to repair the damage caused to the state and the people by acts of corruption through mechanisms that allow the identification, location, and recovery of ill-gotten assets. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.